to the near post. Messi to the net. Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise. La Pantanita. It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
So much going on in the world of soccer here today. Football, for those of you who don't like me using the word soccer. By the way, that intro that Michael Carroll put together, I got to tell you, that's a great intro. And by the way, Dynamo fans, you notice what I put at the end of that? La Pantarita. And right now, he's in studio here. We're getting our Facebook set up, holding up a Red Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 t-shirt. By the way, we got merchandise. We got bracelets. We got mugs. We have t-shirts. I want you to proudly or potentially purchase one of these t-shirts and support the radio show. But by the way, 20% is going to go to the 501c charity, Texas Children's Hospital, Curing Children's Cancer Fund, the 501c charity. So that's the main reason with the t-shirts. I've made sure that I've picked out very light, comfortable material. These are not cardboard-like t-shirts. And those in the Bayou City Blues and the Houston Red Army that purchased some this weekend when we were down at the King's Court, well, you know that. So thank you to everybody who did purchase them. You can get them on Facebook Soccer Matters. You go to shop, I believe. Is that right, Victor? Yeah, Victor says shop. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. Michael Hernandez is behind the glass producing tonight here. So we got a number of great things on this show tonight. Former Liverpool defender Steve Nicol. You know him from ESPN FC. He's going to reminisce about his time at Liverpool. So those of you who are Liverpool fans, this is going to be a very interesting interview. He's also got some comments on managing the modern soccer player and Mauricio Sarri coming out talking about an unmotivated Chelsea. So we'll talk with him. Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. You're going to get him in the second hour. Tom, on a number of subjects. We go a little deeper into Tata Martino and Tata Martino's influence potentially on Mexico, how the media will deal with him, the type of pressure he's stepping into now. We also talk about Oscar Pereja, who finally got his first win with Tijuana, who have been known to cycle through managers pretty quickly. Tom Byers, soccer starts at home. This is a fascinating interview. He's going to be here in Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium to give a presentation. But simply just talks about the fascination of a soccer ball with young people and a program he's set up. And he's doing a tremendous amount of educating, and he did a lot of this in Japan and China as well. He's a technical guy. So if your kid's just kicking a soccer ball as far as they can kick it, basically the translation is have them protect it, have them move with it, have them change direction with it. And he is really done some amazing work. Christian Roldan is in camp with the U.S. men's national team. He is there with Greg Berhalter. We talked to him about Greg Berhalter. We talked about Roldan's huge contract that he got in Seattle that some people said, why are they locking into him? Well, they're locking into him because this is a pretty impressive young man. And he's a young man of integrity. He's versatile. He's a local product in Seattle. I think he got a $4 million deal over the course of five seasons. Pretty remarkable show of want and desire to reward a player and make him a cornerstone of your franchise, the Seattle Sounders. More talk on Albert Elise tonight here, who's acting as a paperweight here. If you're watching this on Facebook, you can go over to Facebook Soccer Matters, and you can see Albert Elise holding up a beautiful red, by the way, Liverpool and Manchester United supporters groups, Houston, red Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 T-shirt. All right, so going to run a little bit of sound here from Wayne Rooney. We're going to start with Wayne Rooney on the Manchester United manager position. Now, right now, Manchester United is on a roll right now. We made a prediction once the managerial change was made based on a couple of things, based on schedule, based on a change of managers, and based on kind of loosening up the purse strings that were put on a lot of attacking players under Jose Mourinho. So here's Wayne Rooney on the managerial situation at Manchester United.
I think, first of all, I think you'd have to give Ollie the opportunity. If he continues the way he's going, then I'm sure that will be a discussion which he has with Edward and the Glazers, whether he keeps the job. But I think if I was had the opportunity to appoint someone, then I think I'd go all out for Pochettino.
So Wayne weighing in there on Mauricio Pochettino. I'm still interested to see when United takes on a few more of the top teams. They passed the test result-wise against Spurs, although that was a night where we saw the best goalkeeping performance of the season with David De Gea. Wayne Rooney, again, this is Rooney going a little bit deeper on Mauricio Pochettino and why he would want him as the manager of Manchester United.
I think Manchester United has certainly over the last 20, 30 years since Alex Ferguson anyway have based themselves on youth players, young players, bringing players through. And I think Pochettino, he gets the best out of his players, whether they're young or older players. But he also gives the youth a chance. You know, you see some of the young players who he's brought through at Tottenham, at Southampton before, and who have gone on to play for the national team. So I think he ticks every box in terms of his quality as a coach, but also his willingness to give the younger players a chance.
So Wayne Rooney there on Mauricio Pochettino, the Argentine manager. Boy, it is very desired in leagues all around the world. I mean, here in MLS, in Mexico, Bielsa in England with Leeds. By the way, what'd you think of the whole Marcelo Bielsa thing? Did he just wow the whole media with that presentation? Is it fair to say, you know, everybody does it and whatever you can get away with is okay? Does that work in the soccer culture of quote-unquote English integrity? It certainly made Frank Lampard a little bit upset. On the other hand, aren't English managers doing the same thing? So what'd you think of the whole Marcelo Bielsa thing? And of course, there were the inevitable comparisons with the New England Patriots and Deflategate and Bill Belichick and all those other wonderful things. But the GOAT's back in the Super Bowl again. I wonder if they checked those balls after the game against Kansas City. 713-780-3776. Bielsa. You know, the other thing that was pretty disturbing about that was that initial reports came out that somebody cut a wire fence and used wire cutters. All a lie. I mean, what do we even believe anymore? And guess what? There's no retribution for any of these writers that are absolute media blanks, if you know what I mean. It's all in the name of being the first to report the news. It's all in the name of being first. And you know what? There really is no consequence for lying. It's the bottom line. It happens in all forms of news media now, including the sports world. I don't think there's any question. So be careful. Go to trusted sources. Cross-reference them. That's the lesson I've learned. 713-780-3776. Is the whole Bielsa thing blown up? He certainly spent a lot of time, though, on that presentation to the media, so it struck a chord with him. How cool would it be to have El Loco strutting the sideline back and forth in Major League Soccer? He's doing it at Leeds. Incredible. A once great, proud team. Gordon McQueen, Peter Lorimer. Man, on and on you go with Leeds. 713-780-3776. And then how about this? After Chelsea gets decisively beaten by Arsenal, here's Mauricio Sarri. And here's his comments after the loss to Arsenal. Okay, we're going to get those in a second here. So he basically came out and basically put his team under the bus after losing to Arsenal. Do you have that soundbite?
Yeah, but we have Andre.
Play the soundbite. We got time. We're going to play the soundbite since I've been sitting here stumbling over it. Here it is. Okay, so it froze. So we'll go to Sarri's comments later, but basically he said, my players aren't motivated, and then what everybody's come out and said is, guess what? Isn't motivation part about what being a manager is? So the Ajax business model, proudly, is developing soccer players and moving them on. Frankie de Jong of Ajax is headed to Barcelona in the summer transfer window. They came to terms, $85.5 million. Now, this kid's been named the next Johan Cruyff, you know, I mean, nothing like getting a little pressure put on you, right? 21 years old. If you remember, Barcelona spent $131.6 million on Ousmane Dembele in 2017. De Jong, again, 21 years of age. The games I've seen him play, calm, aware. He's a decision maker. He's a thinker. Gets on the ball a ton. In fact, nobody in the Eredivisie has been on the ball more than him. 1,277 passes attempted. But he's also good in one-on-one challenge. He's got everything. Let's go to a guy who's a good friend of mine. He is DJ Sun, Andre, who has been in studio here in a lot of our roundtables. He is totally up on the Dutch game. So, Andre, what else you got to add to the Frankie de Jong story? It is amazing.
Man, so, yeah, amazing news, you know, because we thought maybe PSG, like the Telegraaf, which is the main newspaper out of Amsterdam, had him pegged to go to PSG because there was a photo op that was conveniently taken with, you know, some of the brass of PSG. So they thought that was a done deal, and here comes Barcelona. Of course, I think that may have been a nice ploy to get Barcelona to the table a little bit more seriously. And here we are. And one of the things that I want to say about Frankie de Jong, the fact that they're pegging him as a Busquets replacement in the near future, he looks a lot like Busquets in that he's a quiet player that can connect, you know, defense to midfield, to attack, et cetera. He distributes the ball really well. He's very intelligent. But the other thing that he does that you don't see Busquets doing a whole lot, he takes people on with the dribble. And he's been doing that. And he's even been doing that at top level against France and when you saw him against Germany doing that. So that's one additional element that you can look at and go, all right, so maybe he takes Busquets' place at some point, but I believe he can develop into a lot more than that, be a factor, maybe even beyond Messi if they're looking, you know, if he can really make it and sustain himself at Barcelona. One of the things he said in an interview as well is, man, once you get to Barcelona, if you're in, it's the pinnacle, you don't really necessarily have to move around much in terms of a career. You know, you can be set there. And a lot of the experts that I've listened to in the Netherlands on the Dutch soccer news have said the same thing. If he takes a position that Busquets has and you look at the longevity...
It could be there 8-9 years, right?
12 years, yeah. Yeah.
Let's just look at two things here. Okay. $85.5 million, Andre, reminds people that the number six position... That position now, which has evolved into so many different things, it's not just a ball winner and give somebody a 10-yard pass anymore. Right. It's an orchestrator. But that position is maybe the second most valued position after goal scorers in the sport of soccer now. $85.5 million for De Jong. And you also pointed out aptly here that he's got the room to stretch. His game could change, and he could maybe even end up higher up the field as more, you know, guy that's a little bit closer to goal. I don't think so, because I think that role is so valued there that that's where he's being brought to to play in. Incredible story. Your update is good. Can you give us a little information on the flat? Because Andre runs the flat. He is one of the great DJs, obviously, here in Houston. Good friend of mine, but he's always up on Dutch soccer.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity for me to talk about the flat a little bit. You know, it's a place where you're going to get some really great music on Tuesday nights. For instance, we've brought back live jazz, so you can find people playing really great musicians as well. And then it's a place for DJs. You know, I'm a DJ, so of course I'm going to curate the DJ lineup very well. Wednesday nights we do reggae night. Thursday nights it's all female DJs, so we call that femme fatale. And then on the weekend it's always really nicely crowded, but a lot of dance music, a lot of house music. Great stuff, man. I appreciate you allowing me to talk about that. I also want to mention I'm working on my next album, and I've completed 13 songs. Sometime in the summer, it'll be a release.
You'll be back on the show before then, so you'll keep us up to date on that for sure.
Thank you.
He's DJ Sun, my good friend Andre. Andre, thank you for that great information on this young Dutch player, Frankie de Jong, who's now headed to Barcelona next summer from Ajax in the Netherlands.
Somebody to watch, man. Somebody to definitely keep a close eye on.
Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Glenn.
By the way, that is the Ajax business model. And they're proud of it. Some of the great developers of talent in the world is the Netherlands. We'll take a quick break here. It is a Daspit Law Firm break. We'll go to break here. We got more to come, including King's Court. It's bringing in some amazing food tonight. Our good friend Jay and his wife Megan coming in tonight with some good shoes for commercial break.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
De Jong. And it's still Frankie de Jong. That's terrific play from him! And that is why Frankie de Jong is so highly prized. It's another moment to remember from Frankie de Jong.
Yeah, he's highly prized to the tune of $85.5 million. 21 years of age, Ajax will transfer in the summer to Barcelona. Frankie de Jong, a holding, it's almost not right to call him a holding midfielder, a six that's very attack-oriented, brings a ton of qualities. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, if you go over to Facebook Soccer Matters, we did pose the question, where is the place where you watch soccer/football matches on the weekend in Houston? Now, of course, King's Court, we know, a lot of the supporters groups go down there, but we've gotten a number of people weighing in with a whole bunch of different great spots where we're watching soccer throughout Houston. And, of course, our supporters culture here is, I think it's incredible. We spent a couple hours down at King's Court, and we watched the fan bases come in for both Manchester United, the Houston Red Army, and then the Bayou City Blues, Chelsea group. Where do you watch? And I do believe Houston Culis, Victor Valanchek, who heads them up there at Revelry on Richmond. I guess, Victor, you're pretty happy about what's happening right now with Frankie de Jong. Going to head to Barcelona in the summer. Costa Din also has replied. I'd like the invite to come out. I'll definitely come out, guys. Lucky's Pub, Aaron Dallas says, for U.S. men's national team. Let's see. Kyle Nowotny with a good one. The stadium. He's talking about the Dynamo. Jeffrey Bravo, Kings Court, with the Real Madrid Peña, I believe. Alan Scott says, Rotolo's Pizzeria in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you for that one, Alan. That's a beauty. See you in Shreveport next weekend. That's awesome. Melanie Dozier says BBVA Compass Stadium. So that's obviously a Dynamo fan. She's saying go live. So a lot of them. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. All right, let's get Chelsea manager Maurizio Sarri's comments after the loss to Chelsea, to Arsenal.
Oh, today I prefer to speak Italian, first of all, because I want to send a message to my players. And I want my message to be very clear.
Extremely angry, very angry indeed, because this defeat was due to our mentality more than anything else, our mental approach, because we played against a team which mentally was far more determined than we were. And this is something which I can't accept.
So who's the mental side of the game on? Certainly part of a manager's job is to motivate. I don't think there's any question. You're going to hear Steve Nichol talk about that. And motivating is, how much of the job is it now? Is it 50, 60%? You could see Jose Mourinho, you know, lost the motivation of his team for whatever the reasons, and we can speculate on those. On the other hand, we hear these stories of Paul Pogba and players, you know, not performing on purpose to get a manager fired. That's pretty unsavory. I have seen players, in spite of not liking managers, use that as motivation. So what do you think? Sorry, make a mistake coming out, dropping that in the press? 713-780-3776. Where do you watch soccer matches around town here in Houston? Or for those listening on the stream at ESPN975.com, where do you watch? 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Tim Weah now has 2 goals in 2 games for Celtic. That's exciting. Gonzalo Higuain on loan to Chelsea until the end of the season. So Maurizio Sarri is going to get his man from Napoli. He scored a lot of goals there. This will now enable Chelsea to get Eden Hazard back out where he belongs in a wider position. It's not a goal scorer, Hazard. I think you have to understand that. He is a penetrator. He is a breaker of lines. He pulls apart opposing defenses. And that comes to the benefit of whoever's playing center forward. So that's going to be Gonzalo Higuain, expected to replace Alvaro Morata, who wants to leave. He's, I guess, headed to Atletico Madrid. We've got a real, real good race now in the Premier League. You got Liverpool at 60 points. You got Manchester City with 56. You got Spurs with injury problems on 51. You got Chelsea on 47. They've got problems. You got Arsenal at 44, coming off a big win over Chelsea. And then you got Manchester United at 44. Who are now on the rise here, make it a run for those top 4 spots. Now, the top 6 teams that I just mentioned, all of them have plus goal differentials. In the case of Manchester City, they have a plus 45 goal differential. Liverpool has a plus 41. That in itself says a few things. Landon Donovan is going to come out of retirement again. He's going to play in the MASL, which is an indoor soccer league. He's going to play for San Diego. I'd love anybody's comments on that. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Your pub, your bar, wherever you watch soccer, now's your time. You can give them a bit of a plug right now if you'd like to. We'd like to know where you're watching the game in Houston. We've got so many great supporters groups down here, including El Batallon, who they camp out at the King's Court right next to BBVA Compass Stadium. I expect a number of those guys down there before the match this Saturday, where the Dynamo will kind of unveil their team when they take on RGV. They're going to play 3 30-minute sessions down there. So let's switch gears here a little bit to the Houston Dynamo. Here's Kiki Struna. The big off-season signing, the Dynamo spending some real money on Kiki Struna from Slovenia, who has played for Palermo in the Serie A, Serie B. Here's Struna on how fast he can adapt to Major League Soccer.
My brother was playing in MLS, so I was watching MLS before. I know that MLS is growing very fast. A lot of players from Europe are coming here. And I think that I will adapt when I will be 100%, and I hope that I will be 100% ready when the season starts.
So that's Kiki Struna. He arrived here 2 days ago. You're likely going to see him this weekend. But he is that vocal leader that the Dynamo have missed so much, and that is according to the general manager, Matt Jordan. Here's a comment coming in from Nick on Facebook Soccer Matters about Struna. He says, I really hope he lives up to all the hype we're giving him. He looks like he's going to be a mean, tough SOB that our defense sorely needs. Hope he can be the leader in the back we're making him out to be. Yeah, time will tell. But I think the good news is that the Dynamo identified this area. The rotation of center backs last year due to injury and form and all that, you're destined to have problems. That's an area of a team that has to be stable, that triangle with two center backs and a holding midfielder in front of it. So we'll take your calls on the Houston Dynamo at 713-780-3776. Here's Alex who wants to talk about Chelsea. Alex.
Hey, Glenn. Good evening. How are you?
Good, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing well. I could talk about a lot of different topics, but what I'm calling tonight about is the Maurizio Sarri's comments first, and then also the acquisition of Gonzalo Higuain. Mm-hmm. I'm a Chelsea supporter, full disclosure. I think that Sarri's comments are justified, frankly. I mean, this is a team that the core of this roster has gone through, this would be the third coach, but it's gone through two previous coaches who all openly discussed a dissension in the ranks and a lack of motivation on the part of the core of players, you know, not without naming any names in specific, but there are some kind of clues around if you've been following the team closely.
I think it goes back to Antonio Conte, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, look at the
I'm not putting it on him. I'm just saying the problems go back to last year.
Well, they go back to further than that. They go back to the team quitting on Jose Mourinho in his second stint at Chelsea and Conte subsequently getting the job. I mean, this would be the third coach that if, you know, I'm not ready to say that Sarri's going to be shown the door or anything like that.
So although, I'm just letting you know, Alex, I got a hard break 2 minutes. So you got 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, the point that I was getting around to is that I think that he is, I think he's justified in his statements and in his position. And I think that, you know, it's easy to say that it's the manager's responsibility to motivate the players. But ultimately these are professionals. And if you're not giving a professional level of effort and you're not committing yourself to the direction that has been laid out by the manager, then I believe the players are firmly at fault. And you know, I'm not a big fanboy of Maurizio Sarri. I think he's a good coach. I think he coaches a very entertaining.
But the truth lies
style.
In between, Alex. The truth lies in between. It's about your integrity as a player, and part of your job, and a big part of your job, is to be motivating. So Klopp has somehow figured out a way to get it done with Liverpool, despite the fact that these are all multi-million-dollar guys. Pep Guardiola has figured out how to do it. So I don't know if you can go one or the other. I do think the truth lies in between. I think also, look, who's buying the players? If you're buying players that don't have integrity and character, they also should be on the chopping block as well. Now, Sarri has come out here, Eric, saying that, you know, he made the quote that Eden Hazard is a great player, but he's no leader. Now, I don't think there's any question. He's maybe not that kind of leader that he's looking for. On the other hand, you're taking a big risk calling him out in the newspaper, and he's likely going to be at Real Madrid, I guess, anyway, right?
I mean, look, I love Eden Hazard as a player. I think he's an excellent player and you know, a world-class top five player in the world. I mean, he's not a goal scorer. He's not Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not Leo Messi. but he does something that not a lot of people can do. You talk about breaking lines and taking on defenses almost single-handedly at times. I mean, he is that kind of player. Now, do I think Eden Hazard is a leader? I do not at all. And if I'm being perfectly honest, if my suspicions are correct, I believe that Eden Hazard is at least in some part a root of the problem in Chelsea's dressing room.
The whole Real Madrid thing. I think these are
not even that. Not even just that. I'm talking about him openly in interviews with French newspapers.
Alex, stay on the line, and we'll come back to you because I want to hear what you have to say. Just stay on the line, okay?
Sure.
Because we got to get to a hard break here, and then you can tell me about what the French newspapers say. So we appreciate that you hanging on here. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Big thank you again to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. The Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They are our presenting sponsors, and we thank them for everything they do. Now, a reminder, coming up tonight, Steve Nichol, the former Liverpool defender at ESPN FC now, he will be on the show. Tom Beyer, player development, soccer starts at home. He will be on the show. Tom Marshall as well on the show, and also from U.S. Men's National Team Camp, Christian Roldan. We'll take a break here. It is a Daspit Law Firm break.
Can't see if I was manipulated by
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, a big thank you to Jay from Kings Court for bringing in food here tonight. Kings Court, 903 Hutchins, right down by the stadium. Get in there. It's the home of El Batallón, the Dynamo Supporters Group. Before all games at BBVA Compass Stadium, a great spot to go. They got monitors everywhere, games all the time. It's Kings Court, and a big thank you to Jay for bringing in the wonderful Indian food that he always brings in. All right, Alex, you got 45 seconds to wrap your thoughts up on Chelsea and Hazard.
Yeah, what I was going to say about Hazard and his quotes in the paper in France were that he basically said, like, I know that I give my coaches headaches. I've done it with all of my coaches in the past. I'll do it with every coach that I ever have, likely. Now, I don't know what that necessarily indicates as far as an admission of, you know, his effort or whatever, but it indicates to me that he's a difficult player to coach. Now, I love Eden Hazard, and I don't want him to leave, and I don't want him to go to Real Madrid. I want him to stay at Chelsea for the rest of his career because he is a rare type of player. But if he is going to be your talisman and he is going to be your leader in the locker room, I think that these problems inside of Chelsea, unless Abramovich decides to back a manager over him, are always going to exist. And that's my thought on it, basically.
Alex, thank you so much for that call. We're going to move on now to the Christian Roldan interview, and that's brought to you by the Kings Court. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. A moment here for our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they are bilingual. Don't forget that. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to have you covered. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, and you'll get the representation you need at Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Thank you, Don Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, opportunity earlier in the week to catch up to U.S. national team men's camp, and we caught up with Seattle Sounders midfielder Christian Roldan. So, Christian, just start it off and just give us some general thoughts on how the U.S. camp has been going so far.
Well, I think camp has been great in the sense we're trying to build this culture, this system that, you know, that we're trying to implement onto the field. And so practices, being here in Chula Vista, getting to know every single one of these guys has been fantastic for our team development, and hopefully it can continue in a positive manner. But obviously, we want to be able to manage expectations and, you know, feel like we're making progress and never losing progress. So in a way, you have to be positive about everything, but you have to take a hard look at what we're doing and you know, hopefully improve each and every day.
Your work ethic, your attention to detail, the effort you put in training day in and day out, it's, you know, it precedes you. People talk a lot about that. I have a big feeling that's why you got a 5-year extension at Seattle as well. That's part of it. Where did that ethic develop from?
Well, I think it comes within my parents. You know, the family aspect. My parents didn't grow up with too much. They came to the United States with a dream, and that was to, you know, find a better life. And so they had to dig deep and really, you know, push themselves and put themselves in a really uncomfortable situation. And so I feel the same way. I want to put myself out there. I want to learn each and every day. I want to be a sponge and absorb all this information being given to me and apply it on the field, as well as, you know, put myself in a good situation where I'm watching film and I see exactly what I need to see before I step on the field. So it's important to practice and practice hard each and every day, but if you're prepared for it, you put yourself in a better situation.
Talking to U.S. national team midfielder, Seattle Sounders, Christian Roldan. Greg Berhalter, how about a little bit on him and kind of what type of management style he has? Because I think everybody's really interested to hear how the players are reacting to him.
Yeah, Coach Berhalter is awesome. He's very easy to talk to. He understands what we're going through. He is very detail-oriented. He focuses on the little things because he understands the game in a certain way. And he's very analytical. And you want all of those things in a coach. And you want a coach that's going to be blunt and honest with you and tell you how you're doing, whether that's good or bad. You know, he says it in the best way possible. He wants you to succeed, and he wants to give you all the tools to succeed. So it's really cool to have a coach like him, and I'm really excited to work with him and hopefully get a couple more games under his belt. But in the end, I think we're going to be in a better spot going forward.
Playing against Columbus as competitors in Major League Soccer and studying that team and knowing the Columbus crew from playing against them, is that a benefit coming in working under Greg now?
Yeah, totally. And obviously he has switched up, you know, some of his tactics because it's obviously not the same game, international versus club. But he has the same philosophy. And, you know, that's to keep the ball, repress when we can, put ourselves in dangerous positions going forward. So, you know, being able to play against it firsthand, I'll tell you what, it's very difficult to play against. And hopefully we can be a team that's very difficult to play against going forward. So it's really cool to, you know, see it from the outside and then come in and see exactly how it's run. But like I said, we're progressing and we need to improve each and every day. It's not going to be, you know, we're not going to get it right away. So we need a couple games to experience this system and improve it each and every day.
Christian, how important is it for the guys coming into this camp to understand and in some ways maybe analyze Greg Berhalter a little bit in order that they can carry out what it is he wants done on a soccer field?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to do your homework and want to be able to put yourself in a good spot with knowing the system, knowing how he wants you to play. You know, it's more about the individual at this point. It's about the team, and if you can do your part, you're going to be helping the team in a bigger scale. The guy next to you will be a better player because you're doing your job. So in a way, you know, it's the individual doing its work, but for the team long term, because for 90 minutes you need the guy next to you doing his job. So you don't have to compensate for other things. So you want to control what you can control, and I think that's what Coach Berhalter is all about.
U.S. National Team midfielder Christian Roldan joining us here, also a great member of the Seattle Sounders. Last year, in all competitions, you played 3,444 minutes. I'm getting tired just looking at that number. How do you get through all those minutes there and the way you did that? And is that a little bit of a concern, playing that much?
I mean, you can certainly look at it that way. But for me, you know, I try to be positive in every way possible. So, you know, I think they have a lot of belief in me. The Sounders organization believes that I'm willing to sacrifice everything and play every minute for the team. So whether that's playing right back, right mid, center mid, you know, they believe in me and they want to see me on the field. So that's credit to the Sounders organization for, you know, having confidence in me, but also, you know, you have to be very fortunate and not get injured. All these little things that are out of your control have to go your way.
Christian, obviously, an amazing deal that you got with Seattle, and that shows you the value, the faith, all those important things that they have in you. A 5-year deal, someone have said it's upwards of $4 million. That doesn't matter, but it is a life-changing type of contract. How did you react when you know, this team who was so high on you, obviously you played in the area, you were bringing so much to the Seattle Sounders, but how did it feel to you to get this type of a contract? Because this is an incredible statement from the Sounders organization.
Well, it made it seem like they wanted me long-term and wanted me to be, you know, one of the cornerstones of the franchise. For me, you know, that's pretty satisfying for sure. But at the same time, I can't be just comfortable with that. I want to eventually lead the team to many more championships, but it is a satisfying feeling at the time hearing that they wanted to keep me long term. They wanted to put a nice price tag on me and value me for what I do for the team. So I'm incredibly proud to be a Sounder, and you know, obviously, I hope to win a lot of championships with them as well.
How would you describe yourself as a midfielder, Christian?
Well, I think I cover a lot of ground. You know, I do a lot of dirty work, you know, things that go behind the scenes. You know, I'm definitely not in the headlines of newspapers or you know, highlights. But, you know, my job is to be a nice compliment to a team. And so if I can do that very well, you know, I'm going to be a huge asset for a team. And so I have to be consistent in that way, and hopefully I can do that this year and the years to come.
Within the national team now, I mean, you've had experiences with the national team. You've been around the block a bit here now. You've played a lot of games in Major League Soccer. You've had call-ups before. Where do you fit in the pecking order of the team now? How much sort of leadership, other than actual on-field playing, do you bring out amongst these younger guys? And, of course, then you got the Michael Bradleys and the Josie Altidores there as well. How does that work?
Well, it's tough because these guys have a lot of caps, and you know, you want to have a lot of respect for what they do, but at the same time, they're competition. So, in the end, you want to play as well as you can to put yourself in a good spot for not only yourself but the nation. Because if you are competing each and every day in practice with these guys, that only makes them better, and it makes the national team better. So if you have competition like that within the team, we'll be in a far better spot. So, you know, that's my goal each and every day, is to you know, learn the system, get better, and you know, compete with these guys.
Christian Roldan joining us. Last question before we let you go, and we'll make it real quick here, and thank you again for your time. Christian, we appreciate it very much here in Houston. Just really quickly here, just kind of looking ahead here with the national team, and do you feel as though you guys have to kind of reclaim a little bit of faith in the U.S. fan base?
No, I mean, the one thing I would say is, you know, fans need to be patient. You know, whether it's a new coach, whether it's new players, there's always a process. And so we're not going to get it from day one. You know, you want to be able to manage expectations. And I can say that we're doing extremely well and that things are getting better. We're learning it each and every day. But I would say, you know, we have to be patient. We can't overhype certain things and underhype certain things. So, we got to find a nice balance between managing those expectations. So I'm excited. You know, Coach Berhalter has implemented a lot of things, so hopefully we can see those on the field and it'll help us long-term with our results and also with our play.
Christian, thank you very much for the time. Continued success and continued success with the national team. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Great stuff, Christian. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.
So that was Christian Roldan, one of the rising stars in Major League Soccer. What a testament to the Seattle Sounders, that contract that they gave him, which without a doubt tells you how much confidence they have in that young 23-year-old midfielder. Place to be in Edo is Kings Court 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires. Covers all the leagues from around the world. The rooftop deck is spectacular. It's got a great view of BBVA Compass Stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is a winner at Kings Court. Great cocktails, great beer at all prices, great selection. KingsCourtHouston.com. Go in and say hello to Jay and Megan and Giovanni down there right near the stadium. Again, I remind you, Soccer Matters merchandise. Go to Facebook, Soccer Matters, click on store, and there you go.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.